This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, March 2nd. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's March, the month when spring starts and daylight savings time returns. It's been considered the month of new beginnings. Today is Old Stuff Day, a day we can appreciate all things old and vintage, and it's also a day when we can get a head start on our spring cleaning. We can begin to declutter our spaces, physical, mental, and emotional. It's a time to start to organize to be more efficient by decluttering our life. To many, the idea of decluttering is overwhelming, but it's a chore worth tackling. When we do so, we'll save time, money, and improve the quality of our life. Usually, we associate spring cleaning with our physical stuff, but it's empowering to let go of old ideas, toxic relationships, bad habits, and all the things that hold us back and weigh us down. Today can be the day we start to let go of yesterday and renew all aspects of our life. It's a big work, but as Deepak Chopra said, in the process of letting go, you will lose many things from the past, but you'll find yourself. Decluttering is a worthwhile endeavor. When we let go of the old that holds us back, we make space for ourselves to breathe, to stretch, to grow, and to move forward. Later in the show, realtor Sharon Parenteau and I, Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor, will address decluttering our physical stuff. Right now, let's concentrate on decluttering our mind, our bad habits, and even our friendships. It can start with learning how to say no, filtering what we place on our calendar so we commit to the things that matter most to us, to the activities we truly enjoy. When we create a routine and establish order, we gain peace of mind because we know we're acting responsibly. We're looking after our work and our chores. We're saying no to the unnecessary and putting things that are meaningful on our calendar. We can improve our mental health when we also resolve to declutter our emotions. Old emotions are mental clutter. When we live, we feel, and our emotional baggage can fill up. Life offers us so many things to struggle with. We suffer illness, loss of a loved one, having a negative experience of some kind. The traumas are so difficult. And we don't know how to deal with them sometimes, so we carry them within us, the old stuff. So painful to address, but it's necessary to do so. On this Old Stuff Day, let's try to start acknowledging our deepest feelings and deal with them. If we can't let go, let's resolve to get help. It's possible to declutter emotional baggage, identify our feelings, and deal with them and move on. We also can declutter our friendships. It's been said nothing lasts forever. In life, we meet others, make friends, and sometimes we need to realize that some people aren't good for us anymore. Time to move on, to find new friends who generate positive feelings. And they won't drain our energy. We have 17 days until spring. Studies have shown that we cultivate a new habit in just 18 days. If our old stuff includes the need to discard old negative habits, we can start to replace bad habits with new ones today. We can acknowledge what bad habits we wish or need to kick to the curb, and then we can go for it. For those who say, "I've tried and failed, it's no use," take heart. Our urges have been shown to follow a cycle. They start intensely, they wane, and they usually go away in just 20 minutes. So to break a bad habit, all we need to do is distract ourselves and get through 20 minutes. For example, perhaps we crave a greasy, unhealthy snack, and we're struggling with our weight and cholesterol. Definitely, we have an incentive to break the fat snack habit, so we need to take charge of our health. Perhaps we can walk away and reach into our pocket where we have put a healthy snack instead, something we can enjoy and yet something that helps us break our habit. We can set ourselves up for success. We can figure out what we need to do to break our unwanted habit and then take action to make it so. A good strategy is to make doing the bad habit a chore. For instance, instead of having those snacks at home, make it that you have to get dressed and go out and actually acquire those unhealthy snacks. If it takes 20 minutes, you're definitely going to have that urge subside. Bottom line, today, old stuff day, can lead us to actions so that we not only have more space in our home, but also more room in our mind and heart for positive thoughts and feelings, and more time in our life to make new friends and experience the things that matter to us. It is possible to release and move forward once we realize our old stuff is not all good for us. We can begin to declutter today, March 2nd, Old Stuff Day. Today, our From a Woman's Perspective team is here to help anyone listening empower themselves to make informed decisions. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Dr. Vivian Brown, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Christine, the health coach. We'll speak with Daniel Wiskin about accessibility. We'll also talk with our Cupid, Linda Miller, and hear a happy story. And as promised, there'll be more decluttering tips from Realtor Sharon Parenteau and me, Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. So let's get started with one important message about organ donation, and then Ron Fox of GlidePath Portfolio Services will help us learn how to fund what matters most to us. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Now, for financial planning and investment management advice, we have Ron Fox, co-founder and CEO of GlidePath Portfolio Services, with us. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Marilyn, and so nice to be back with you.
It's always nice to have you because I learn something, and I know that money is more than just something you keep in your hands and in your mind. You have a big heart, Ron. So what are we talking about today?
Well, thank you, Marilyn. You always warm my heart. Well, just to stay in line with the theme of getting rid of old stuff, spring cleaning, getting rid of the clutter, well, that applies to our finances, too. And it's not just junk around the house or cleaning out the eavesdrops or whatever you do in the spring. We often have financial clutter in our lives. And sometimes we refer to this as our financial junk drawer. I don't know how many people out there that resonates with, but my guess is probably quite a few. And the problem with the financial junk drawer, it's kind of like a catch-all for everything, and you might have it in one place, but eventually it becomes a little overwhelming to open that drawer. And if anybody can relate to that, sometimes you need a little help to get that drawer organized, and that's where our financial planning professionals come in, who we work with, and we help implement the overall solutions on the investment management side that are just part of one of the things that they do to help clients declutter their financial lives and get a handle on that financial junk drawer, so to speak. So what does that mean, you know, in terms of organizing your financial junk drawer? Well, in previous shows, we talked about four quadrants. You know, you have your cash management and your banking, and then on the top left and the top right, you've got your assets, including your real estate assets and all the details that go into that, principal residence exemptions, if you've got a cottage, if you've got a house, if you're a ski chalet, whatever it is, what principal residence exemption do you apply during what period of time? It's the point there in that asset quadrant is it's not just your investments, and your financial planners help you as your concierge to kind of organize that side too. Then in the bottom left, we've got, you know, the debt management. And how many of us have different debts with different institutions, different bank accounts? It can very quickly get very cluttered. And then you bring it over to the bottom right, and you've got risk management. And that often includes not just your cash reserve, which you have up in the top left, but your insurance. And I can speak from experience how many times that I've come across people who have insurance policies with cash surrender values that, you know, they may not need or should be restructured to accommodate their current and future going forward risk management needs that can be covered with insurance. But, you know, by looking at all these quadrants in an organized way with your financial planner, they can make sense of it, de-stress it for you. Oftentimes, finding money as well as helping you more effectively defend your money or reduce debt and free up more money to spend on the things and experience in life that are most meaningful for you and for the people that you love. So, you know, but going back to what we talked about a couple of weeks ago, sometimes we need a coach to help us be that financial decluttering agent or team leader.
Oh, I like that. Thank you. Decluttering agent.
Decluttering agent. Sounds like a special operations James Bond, my financial decluttering agent 007.
It's perfect. That means he can climb mountains of paper that I have.
Well, I've seen good financial planners do a lot of things. Moving mountains would be a stretch, but they certainly, you know, what they can, the good financial planners can help bring you to a state of financial calmness and, you know, a sense of order, which we all crave, but sometimes just don't know where to start, how to, you know, go at this. And what ends up happening, unfortunately, is people leave it. It's a stressful financial junk drawer, so they don't open it. Whereas all they need is somebody to open it and take the lead and help you get organized and bring that sense of calm and decluttered peace of mind that you get from financially decluttering, as well as, you know, getting rid of the other junk around the house that feels great when you do.
Well, getting rid of old stuff makes room for new stuff. And it sounds like if somebody opens that drawer and makes sense of it, the paper becomes less, the money is under control, the anxiety disappears, and you can help people fund what matters most while working with their money. So their money's working and they're not. If someone wants to talk to you and find out about getting a second opinion or learning about decluttering agents and what they can accomplish, how do we reach you?
Oh, by all means. The best way to get in touch with me, just give me a call. If you get my voicemail, I will get back to you promptly. I love it when I get calls in from the show. And one way or the other, I will do my best to help and either help you myself directly with our company or put you in touch with one of our wonderful financial planning consultants all across Ontario. And depending on your situation and specific needs, we've got experts in all categories. So the best way to start is to call 647 499-6561. I'm at extension 101, and I look forward to talking with you.
Well, Ron, I'm not going to let you run away so quickly. I want to go over those four quadrants. We have assets like homes and cottages. We have bank accounts. We might have debt. You were talking about insurance, basically, and our cash management. So there's lots to look after. When we have a financial planner, does that all come under our umbrella and they get rid of that drawer that's sort of we're hiding and pushing closed?
Yes, 100%. So certified financial planning professionals are trained to handle the full scope of personal and family, as well as, you know, as it relates to business and family law. And they really are financial concierges who can, go through some of the steps we talked about before, have the values discussion, understand and identify goals, then get into financial benchmarking, which is what, you know, some of the financial decluttering and financial junk drawer work is. And then they put in place an action plan roadmap that they're the leader for, and they guide you to getting each one of those pillars of your financial health in place and keeping that house, financial house, on strong footing forever with you. But they really are the family doctors who assess the situation. And then they'll bring in specialists like us on the investment management side that, you know, once we understand what the client needs from each individual account, how much money do they need from this account, by when, for how long, for what purpose, that type of thing, that becomes our mandate on the investment management side. So, but it all starts with that financial planner.
So decluttering agent, if there is a drawer that needs decluttering or a mountain of paper that some of us might have, the best thing to do is to get a conversation going and learn what the possibilities are and declutter that financial drawer. All you need to do is make one call to Ron Fox and remember the name Glide Path Portfolio Services. He'll listen. He'll answer your questions. He might answer questions you didn't know you even had, and he'll put you in touch with the right financial planner. His number, 647-499-6561. That's 647-499-6561. And there's an extension, 101. MyGlidePath.com is the website. And once you get started, then you won't have to worry about decluttering your finances. You'll have someone who will be your decluttering agent. Ron, thank you. I think you fit the content of this show quite wonderfully since we're in a decluttering mode. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Marilyn. It's my pleasure and honor to be on the show with you.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we spoke a little bit about how our gut health affects our mental health, and I wanted to bring up a couple of points today to figure out how we can improve our mental health by improving our gut health. So optimum gut health really depends on a number of different factors, but the one thing we know for sure is we can control the food that we eat. And studies suggest that the diversity of microbiomes, those are all the bacteria in our gut, offers the best protection, and our diet can really play a role in creating this diversity. Unfortunately, our typical North American diet with a lot of processed foods really doesn't include a lot of diversity, but we can really increase the bacteria by focusing on a couple of key points. And ironically, you know, I spoke about cardiovascular disease a couple of weeks ago, but there's a lot of correlation between the same kinds of issues. They're the same kind of foods that we'd eat for gut health and for cardiovascular health. So the first one is omega fats, because they aid in gut health and our cognitive function. And again, they're found in fatty fish, things like almonds and salmon, nuts and seeds and walnuts, for example. Foods high in polyphenols, and this includes, yes, even chocolate and things like green tea, for example, because they enhance the growth of beneficial bacteria and inhibit the growth of pathogens in our gut. Fermented foods, things like yogurt and kefir, can really be beneficial. Whole grains and fiber, because dietary fiber is metabolized by bacteria in our gut, and that helps stimulate good bacterial growth. And probiotic supplements, certainly naturopathically, there's many kinds of probiotic supplements out there, and I usually recommend patients to consult with a naturopathic doctor to really find the one that's best suited for you. And then the second point I wanted to make is really to slow down and stay hydrated and really move our body. First of all, mindful eating is really important, chewing our food slower because it helps to break down our food, for example, drinking lots of water. We want to stay hydrated because it's important to protect the microbiome, and it actually aids in digestion, and really exercise. It really helps digestion, and studies actually show that regular exercise actually improves mental health by reducing anxiety, depression, and negative mood. So it really helps our digestion as well as increasing that serotonin levels that we're trying to help to improve our mental health. So certainly if patients have any questions, they want to get some more information about how their gut health affects their mental health, they can give me a call. The number is 905-707-2001, and the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
You can take charge of your health and do it naturally. One call to Dr. Betty will get you started with a complimentary 15-minute consultation, either by phone or in person. The number again, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to explain more about how we each can hear our best, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I wanted to update you and the listeners about last week's happy story about Frank. Let me refresh your memory just so everybody's on the same page. Frank was referred to us by a family member of one of our clients. Frank and this client both live in Burlington. Frank had been wearing his hearing aids that were basically over 20 years, and Frank had basically almost entirely removed himself from social interaction. This past week, Frank picked up his new hearing aids. We did his fitting and everything went rather smoothly. Frank was excited to get out into the world and discover just how much he was missing out on. Now, I want to read parts of his email that he sent me on the second day of wearing his new hearing aids. He says, "These hearing aids have returned my confidence. I can now participate in plain, ordinary conversation. A case in point was during this morning's dog walk. I stopped at the fence of a neighbor and had quite a long conversation, and I was able to comprehend the words being spoken. Once in a while, I'd miss a word and say pardon, but was able to comprehend the word a second time. That is the very first time I've had such a long conversation like that. I felt normal again. There was a quality of life that was missing that had since been returned to me. I'm all hyped up for the next conversation with anybody I happen to encounter during my dog walks or anywhere else. I no longer have to tell anybody up front I'm hearing impaired, because I have that confidence now that I will be able to comprehend conversation. I'm leaving that place where I had been isolating myself from society." He goes on to say this next, I have not listened to sound from my TV in over 15 years. This is so cool to now be able to hear sound from my TV right at my hearing aids. This is such a great thing for me to have that ability now. Wow, amazing technology. And lastly, he says, I suppose you've heard many similar stories like mine before, but unless one stands in the shoes of a hearing impaired person, one does not know what it feels like to have that significant ability again of connecting back into society. It feels great, and it enhances my quality of life. Stories like Frank's story and the many other stories that we get to experience when we help people hear better are the fuel that keeps us going. If anyone has been struggling to hear well, perhaps it's time to try something different and consider making a call that could potentially change your life as well.
Well, Edmund, I sent a friend whose neighbor could not hear her, so she wrote him notes, and he just basically could answer her because he could speak. But you gave him hearing aids, and they now converse, and he listens, no more notes. So Frank is not alone. You're right, and I'm sure you make other people's lives different. We're talking about decluttering, and I imagine that people have drawers not just full of financial papers, because Ron just talked about that, but they have drawers with maybe old hearing aids like Frank's that are 20-some-odd years old, and instead of being in their ear and helping them, they're wasting space. What do you recommend people do?
So generally speaking, I try and avoid putting anything into landfill that doesn't need to be there. But sometimes people just don't have relatively new hearing aids that just aren't being used. And a lot of times, all it takes is a little bit of a cleanup, maybe even an adjustment, and we can get those hearing aids working for either you or maybe someone else.
So it doesn't matter how old or where they were purchased. You'll take a look at them and see if they're salvageable and useful?
We certainly will. Absolutely.
So how do we reach you, Edmund?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. People can feel normal again. They can participate in conversations. Hearing aids can be useful, and you can hear your best. It's about finding out how, having a hearing test, and having Edmund take a look at those hearing aids. So give him a call, 416-754-4327. You have nothing to lose and your best hearing to gain. Thank you, Edmund, for sharing Frank's story, and a shout out to him because by now he's probably listening to us.
Sounds like a plan, absolutely.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Cupid. Oh, I meant Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I have a brand new couple to tell you about today. I'm kind of excited about them. Gwen and David. So Gwen I had very little to do with. Nancy did her interview, so I really never even talked to her until she was a happy couple. And David wasn't in the service very long at all, but he was a bit unusual. So he came to me as a non-drinker. He's been in recovery probably 30 years. And he said, you know, I just feel more comfortable with somebody who doesn't drink or who's not a big drinker for sure. If somebody wants to have the odd glass of wine, it's not going to bother me, but it's not a lifestyle that I'm really big on. So that was something that it really does narrow people to a certain extent, but such a nice guy. Anyway, I matched him up with Gwen, and she's not a drinker, basically describes herself as a non-drinker. I phoned her today, and I said, so, you know, how's it going? Because I knew they'd been matched up and everything. And she said, you guys deserve a raise. So I thought that was very cute. And she said, you know, it's like, I can't believe where you've been all my life. Like, we're the perfect match. And they're totally, totally in love. and she was telling me about their first date. So they went to a science museum, which is kind of unusual. And she said, Linda, we shut the place down. We were the last people in the building. She said it was so romantic. She said, I know it's hard to believe that it could be romantic, but it was the most romantic date. And she said, we just connected and we spent hours in there and it was amazing. And she said, you know, we're just skating and we're snowshoeing. We're planning our biking and our kayaking. She said, he loves to garden. I've got a big garden. I love to garden. She said, I love music. He's a musician. So she said, it just couldn't be a better match. She said, I don't know how you did it, but you picked like the perfect person for me. And so they're very excited and they're brand new because they met, actually we had introduced them over Christmas, but they both had very busy schedules over Christmas. So they really didn't get together until January. So they are a new couple. But she said, we're 60 and 61, and we're both retired. And so we have all this time together, and we're spending basically every waking moment together. So
love can happen for people over 60. And I know someone who's a listener who's over 80 and very happy because you were her Cupid. So thank you for being Cupid. But if anyone's interested in matchmaking and finding the right person for them, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call, 1-877-334-9041. We have people all over Ontario. You can also go on our website, mistyriverintros.com, and there's a place to book an appointment with me. It's a free consultation. It doesn't cost you or obligate you, but it will give you a much better feel for how the service works. You'll get an idea about my philosophy around dating and matchmaking. I'll be able to tell you if we've got enough people that it makes it worth your while coming on board. So really, it's a great first step, and I'm not high pressure. So if you want to do the interview and want to go away and think about it, I'm totally fine with that as well.
So one number gets you started. 1-877-334-9041. And you'll have our Cupid, Linda Miller, in your corner. That's 1-877-334-9041. Thanks, Linda, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. And today I wanted to talk about socks. Not a sexy topic, but compression socks or stockings are really designed to gently squeeze your legs and promote the blood flow from your legs back to your heart. And by wearing compression stockings, you boost the circulation in your legs, you support your veins, you prevent blood from pooling in your leg veins, you may diminish leg swelling. Importantly, it reduces your risk of orthostatic hypotension, which is when your blood pressure drops when you stand up and you may become lightheaded or unsteady. It helps prevent venous ulcers, and it may help prevent the development of blood clots in the legs, as well as lessening the pain from varicose veins. So compression socks are really important for some people, not necessarily for everyone. When you wear compression socks, it should be when you're up and moving around. And according to the cardiovascular specialist, you don't wear them when you're lying down or sleeping because it takes away the effect of gravity and it's not necessary. And wearing them 24/7 can be hard on your skin. So consider compression socks if you've got any of these issues with blood flow in your legs. And I will tell you, some high-performance athletes wear them when they have long trips on an airline in order to prevent swelling in their ankles and feet. So not for everybody, not necessarily for every day, but think about it if you fall into the category of needing support for your legs.
Well,
Now we know why we wear compression socks. Thank you, Dr. Brown. Your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, shares all sorts of useful advice in clear language. Where is it available?
It's on Amazon.com and .ca. I think, Marilyn, you still have some signed copies. And it's on my website, drvivianbrown.com. I think it's a really helpful book, and I've gotten a lot of great feedback.
I'm very happy to enjoy the book as well, Dr. Brown, and I encourage anyone who wants to take charge of their health to ask for the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. And if you can't find it at your local bookstore, log on to drvivianbrown.com. And if you wish to order a special signed copy as a gift to someone, feel free to call me at 416-504-6777. Thanks, Dr. Brown, and we'll speak again next week.
Absolutely, Marilyn. It's a pleasure.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Now, our skilled realtor, Sharon Parenteau, gives us smart realty solutions, and I'm sure it'll include things about downsizing and decluttering because she does everything from A to Z when it comes to selling a home. It's from start to sold. I'm quoting you, Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thank you for the opportunity to dovetail so beautifully with your topic of decluttering. As you know, this issue of clutter is close to my heart. It's something that I encounter every day, both professionally and personally. Every one of my downsizing clients has to do some degree of decluttering before they can list their home for sale. Even I had to face this task when I sold my own home last year. Everyone, regardless of their real estate plans, realizes that the surplus they have accumulated isn't doing them any good. As a matter of fact, I call clutter an enemy. It's the number one reason that seniors stay in homes that no longer serve their wellness, lifestyle, or financial goals. Clutter can cost us our well-being emotionally, cost us the aggravation of wasted time looking for things, and money on repurchasing duplicates. And of course, on maintaining a home larger than we need simply to warehouse our stuff. The problem of clutter is so common that I developed a workshop called the Decluttering Battle Plan that we offer out in the community to seniors and culture groups and also online via regularly scheduled Zoom meetings. It presents a straightforward five-step process that begins with starting strong. This first step involves setting your intention by marking the date on the calendar, gathering your supplies, and notifying your loved ones of your resolve to get going on this. By telling someone else about your plans, research shows you're 7 times more likely to follow through. So get an accountability partner. Step 2 is called Take Back the Territory, and this involves chunking both your time and the area you work on into manageable segments. We use the Pomodoro method, which involves setting a timer 25 minutes in which you work with no distractions or interruptions. You'll be amazed how much you can accomplish in one of these decluttering sessions. Along with limiting the time, we also suggest limiting the area that you work on. Start with the area of your home that needs the most attention, whether that is the basement, garage, or craft room. By starting in the most cluttered area first, while your motivation is high, you'll get positive reinforcement as you make progress to keep going. Step 3, we call in the reinforcements, because at some point, your energy and enthusiasm for this project is going to wane, and you're going to need some extra help. Maybe this is a friend who you trade off decluttering sessions with, or maybe it's a relative that can help lift down some boxes or take a carload to the donation depot. Whatever this looks like in your particular situation, Now is the time to lean a bit on the connections you have. But what happens if you don't have this kind of support system to call upon? Well, then it's time for step four, hire mercenaries. These hired guns come in and deal with the enemy for you. By this I mean the plethora of professional companies that exist to help seniors just like you declutter their homes for a fee. As a side note, Marilyn, people sometimes think it's me who does this work, but trust me, you don't want me as your declutterer. You want me as your realtor who just happens to know the right people. The fifth step, Marilyn, is called campaign divide and conquer, but we're almost out of our time together, so I'm just going to leave that fifth step there as a tease, but also as an encouragement for your listeners to reach out to me to get their own copy of the workbook, The Decluttering Battle Plan. They can reach me at smartrealtysolution.com or call me at 416-460-5636 and we'll get them set up. Right. Another unique offering we have is the 30-Day Decluttering Challenge. This is an email program that we developed to help our clients overcome the overwhelm and just get started on daily tasks that can be completed in under 30 minutes. Each day you'll get a reminder, some encouragement, and pro tips to keep you on the road to decluttering freedom. And finally, Marilyn, I just want to extend the offer to anyone listening in the Greater Toronto Area that if they belong to a community, seniors, faith-based, or cultural group looking for a speaker, to reach out to me too. There's no obligation, cost, or sales pitch. Just a fun, interactive workshop that can be tailored to the interests of the group. It all starts with a visit to our website, smartrealtysolution.com, or a phone call to me, Sharon, at 416-460-5636.
So all this information and for free, all you have to do is make one call. Take down the number, 416-460-5636. I'll repeat that, 416-460-5636. Sharon Parenteau, Smart Realty Solutions, and lots of solid information that won't cost you anything but a little time, and you'll definitely get results. Thank you, Sharon, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. One very important place old stuff can be a negative is in your closet. Yes, there are old items of clothes that have an emotional attachment. Some things are so very us that they always are useful and we won't part with them unless they wear out. But a closet is a living, moving asset. It houses our wardrobe, the clothes we pull together not just to cover our body, but also to send our message to the world. When a wardrobe does its job right, it frames us so we highlight our assets and camouflage what we deem necessary. It helps us connect by establishing eye contact with those we deal with. Our wardrobe definitely needs to be comfortable. It also needs to fit all aspects of who we are, our physical body, our minds, and spirit. It's a way we speak to others without uttering a spoken word. It communicates effectively for us, and it creates a visual impression in the time it takes to blink. Each of us can utilize our best colors and select styles and fabrics that flatter us. So to deal with old stuff becomes really simple. If it's a souvenir of a time gone by and we can't release it and it comforts us when we hold it and look at it, then we need to create our own archive and save it. But not in our working closet. That needs to hold the clothes we actually want to wear. If it's something we love to wear, it goes into our closet. That's a given. It's a wardrobe asset. If it isn't fitting us, every aspect of us, It needs to be tailored or tossed into a bag for donation or garbage. Obviously, we only donate gently used clothing. Our clothes in our closet, neatly hung, need to be hung in colors and easy for us to see and access and coordinate. No if-onlys. If there's a hem down, a broken zipper, an issue that means that when we want it, it's not ready, either get it up to speed or enjoy wearing it or discard it. Either get it up to speed and enjoy wearing it or discard it. So basically, it's easy. The saying, to thine own self be true, is where we start, by identifying and knowing our wardrobe needs and the things we need to get us where we want to go in a style we feel good about. What's our message? What do we want to say? Once that's done, we can enter our closet and enjoy what's there. You'll find my closet organizing instructions on marylins.ca, and that'll guide anyone, even a clothing addict, so that they can have a closet full of clothes they actually love to wear and feel great wearing. Anyone who wishes my help to organize their closet is welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Old stuff, new stuff, no matter, it's yours to pull together and make your best look happen each day. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll continue to speak from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Back pain. Back pain can develop for many reasons. However, a number of lifestyle changes may lessen your back pain or help you cope better. Exercise is one remedy that's indispensable for a healthy back. You need to build your muscles. Aging and lack of exercise can leave you with a weak, deconditioned back and abdominal muscles triggering or worsening back pain. That's why stretching and strengthening these and other core muscles, which help to support the spine, is so important to recovering from back pain and preventing a reoccurrence of the problem. A stretching and strengthening regimen should target the back, abdominals, buttocks, and upper leg muscles. Strong abdominal and back muscles, for example, help you maintain an upright posture and proper alignment of the spinal column. Meanwhile, the buttock muscles and the psoas muscles, which run from the lumbar vertebrae to the hips on each side, help support the back during walking, standing, and sitting. In addition, the muscles of the upper leg should be strong and flexible because they're connected to the psoas and the buttocks muscles. And if weak and tight, it can put a strain on the supporting structures of your back. Now, for a private complimentary consultation on how exercise can help you with back pain, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
If you want to cope with back pain or a remedy for it, it can start with a simple conversation with Christine, the health coach. The phone number, 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. Last week, I spoke about how long it takes to renovate the bathroom. It could take as little as 1 week and as long as 3 weeks plus. Something that separates Greater Toronto Accessibility from other contractors is our commitment to using quality trades and materials. We are not in a rush to get your job done. We want to do it in a timely manner, but never compromising the quality. Do you ever hear about those horror stories about fly-by-night contractors that come in with the cheapest price and they guarantee the fastest time to get the job done? Well, that's because they have one goal in mind, and that's to make their money as soon as possible and move on to the next one. I'll tell you the problem with that. Steps get missed. For instance, our company took over a job because the contractor they hired thought it was a good idea to leave the old subfloor, which is the wood underneath the tiles that had been rotted out. I could literally take my hammer and scrape away the rotted wood. The old contractor just wanted to tile right over it again, not caring that the new tile they would have installed would end up cracking a few months down the road. Greater Toronto Accessibility wants to keep their clients informed of everything that is happening behind the walls to ensure your bathroom can last a lifetime by using the latest innovations in waterproofing and drywall, amongst other materials. We take the proper steps following manufacturer specifications, so all our work is warranted if there ever were to be an issue down the road. Yes, we may take a little more time than your average contractor, and we may even be pricier, but I'll tell you that it's worth it not to have the headaches down the road and to have a crew that truly cares about their work and treats your home like it's our own.
So if we want to find out how much and how long, how do we reach you?
So first I would tell you to go with the total home safety check. So I come to the house. It's a full assessment of top to bottom. We can go room by room, or we can look at your bathroom specifically. I'll give you a design, and I'll put it in a booklet so you can actually see pictures of jobs we did before, how much it's going to cost, and you'll have an actual plan in place. This usually is $89.95. It's called the Total Home Safety Check, and I want to give it away for free for the first three callers this week. You can call me at 647-206-6409 to take me up on my offer.
So do it once, do it right, have no regrets. Remember the name, Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, 647-206-6409. Thanks, Daniel. Look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Today is Old Stuff Day. Only we know what's weighing us down and what's impeding us from being our best and keeping us from moving in a fresh direction that's positive. We can create a new habit in just 18 days. We can dampen an urge and break an old habit when we let just 20 minutes lapse. We can find time to do what matters and brings us joy just by saying no to unimportant things. We can definitely declutter all aspects of our life. We can work on and lose the emotional baggage we carry and feel lighter and more energized. We can enjoy new friendships and relationships. We most certainly can filter our belongings and create space and give ourselves room to be, to grow, and to live our best. By shedding old feelings and emotions, old habits, dysfunctional friends, by decluttering our physical stuff, we most definitely can lighten our load. We can stand taller and go forward. Let's make today the beginning of a transition to a new us. Let's release what no longer serves us. Focus on being more lighthearted and surround ourselves with what uplifts us and leaves us room to grow. Let's move on lighter. Less old stuff. Let's make more room to be happy and do what makes our hearts sing. There's magic in the renewal found in letting go. So let's do that. Let go without regret. Embrace releasing whatever old we no longer want or need. Be it material possessions, grudges, expectations, bad habits, or regrets, let's declutter and have happiness and focus on the present and our future. Don't dwell on our old stuff, the stuff that's no longer meaningful to us and holds us back. Let's move on lighter and enjoy life as it happens. Nelson Mandela said, "It always seems impossible until it's done." We can declutter all aspects of our life. It's possible when we face the facts and we work at it. So let's get started on this old stuff day and see where we find ourselves on the first day of spring. Your From a Woman's Perspectives team is here for anyone who wants to learn and grow and make informed decisions with no regrets. Our contact information is on my website, marylins.ca. It's under the heading On Radio Sponsor Expert List. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly at 416-504-6777. Now it's time to say goodbye and thank you for today. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and service providers and caregivers. And thank you to Duncan Ian and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very, very special thank you to you for joining us. Have a great Old Stuff Day. Remember, the best way to get it done is to begin. So enjoy today and make it day one of decluttering. And take baby steps. Go forward until the job of decluttering your life is achieved. Bye for now, until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.